You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we're going to talk about if your current job is bad for you. Now, before I get into this post, I do want to have a quick disclaimer here. I know that a lot of people have been talking about millennials or even younger people than millennials complaining about a job after a few months that they started hopping from job to job without ever sticking to something and waiting until they get good at it. And I do agree with a lot of people saying that, you know, that it could be an issue because people need to learn how to master their skills before really deciding if their current job is good for them or not. But at the same time, there are going to be certain situations when you know for a fact that you're in a toxic environment with people you don't like, with corporate situation that it's kind of really not made for you. And if that is that case, I don't want you to waste even 1 year of your life in that situation. So before I get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be struggling with this, someone that may have already experienced anxiety or panic attacks even, or very high stress levels because of their current position. This post will help them. This post will help you because you explain to them about these situations will also make this concept more, you know, in line with the way you understand your current position, all right? So point number one, are you unmotivated or uninspired every single day? Now, I remember working a position that I was not really enjoying, and it didn't matter how much, you know, I was reading, how many, you know, motivational quotes I was reading, how many ways I was trying to reframe my current position at that job, but I simply did not like what I was selling. I simply did not like the way that the office was, laid out. Even the lighting was so unmotivating in a way. It was a very, very, very overall bad experience. Let's put it this way. So if that is you right now, if you cannot find any positive angles about this current situation, maybe it's time to look for something different. All right. Point number two, is the culture at your workplace toxic? All right. And again, it's just very important. You could have a specific job. So let's say your job description is inside sales. So you're cold calling people and you're trying to sell products. Now, you could have this job, and I'm not going to lie, a lot of people that do inside sales end up not liking it because it means that you're always out of your comfort zone. It means that you're always talking to people, getting phones hang up on you every single day. But you could have a positive culture and a product that you stand behind and you're really passionate about, and you can make this into an amazing experience. First off, being an inside sales will allow you to have almost uncapped commission depending on what companies you work with. So you could have a 40K salary and end up making like 200K a year. So starting from this, like, is the product that you're selling going to give you the possibility to really save up money to either, you know, buy a property and invest or something, or buy stocks, or even open a business and use the money from the commission to open a business? I mean, there are going to be several different reasons why a job is good for you. And it's not only the, you know, day-to-day activities that can make it good for you. It's the overall culture, the overall ability to, you know, become a bit more wealthy. Now, if that is not the case, if the culture at your workplace is not good, if the commission is not good, if the actual job that you're doing is not good, again, this job may not be good for you. Point number three, did you get this job because, quote unquote, it's all that was out there? If that is the case, please start looking for something that you're passionate about. Please do realize that you're not at the mercy of the job market. If you really want to advance in your career, in your business life, you can find something that aligns with your purpose. You can Find something that's going to make you more money. Now, again, I want to make sure that I'm walking that fine line between being, you know, like want doing and pursuing what you want and just being, you know, plain spoiled, all right? I'm not saying that you need to be spoiled. I'm not saying that you have to job hop until you find a perfect job, because I got news for you. The perfect job's not out there. You know, even if you do something you're passionate about, but you can't pay your bills with it, I'm the first person to say, bro, like, I can tell you right now, it doesn't work. You can do something and say, you know, like, as long as I do what I love, the paycheck doesn't matter. It's not true. At the end of the day, when you can't buy food, when you can't pay rent, when you can't pay your phone bills or your car bills or whatever you basically need to survive in this society, trust me, you're going to hate your job no matter what. So with that said, again, there's some people that use this as an excuse to job hop from job to job saying, oh, I'm not super passionate about this. I'm not super passionate about this. Forget about that. But if you just got a job because you got a phone call and they said, hey, we're hiring, please come here, make sure to keep on looking. You are better than that. And most importantly, don't get stuck somewhere for too long, because once you exercise that muscle of the, oh, I can't do anything except the job that I was given, you're going to be stuck for a very, very, very long time. Point number four, do you feel uncomfortable but not enough to make a change? Now, that's a very important thing to think about. There's going to be two different types of discomfort. There's going to be the type of discomfort that's really yelling at you saying, get me the hell out of here. And then there is the other type of discomfort, which is, oh my gosh, I don't really like this. But then you're not really in that much discomfort to actually change your current situation. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The second type of discomfort, the one that is not as bad, it's actually more dangerous. It's more dangerous because it doesn't get you to push through and get to the next step. If you're in real discomfort, like I used to be back in the day, when I knew that I could, you know, open $1 million business, that I knew that I could travel the world with my work, and I was stuck in a situation that really, you know, like a very toxic situation with toxic management, I went crazy. I stayed up all night if I had to in order to build my business and quit my job. I knew that that type of discomfort was actually firing me up to get to the next level. So I hope that if you are feeling that type of discomfort, you use that discomfort not to get down on yourself or beat yourself up and say, oh my gosh, I hate my life. Use it as fuel to get you fired up to move on to the next level. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.